Technically speaking.
Welcome to our Technically Untechnical Technology Talk.
A Nywick Atlantic production.
And an award-winning podcast with your hosts, Chelsea Holloway and Alex Jackson.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Chelsea?
Good. So I recently went on a camping trip with my son, who's 2.5, and my husband and his whole family. So it was a whole bunch of people, lots of fun, lots of bugs, lots of heat, but lots of creek time as well. And I'm someone who did not grow up brushing my teeth in the creek and doing that sort of camping. So even though my husband indulged, I definitely used the bathrooms that were nearby. So that's just a fun little peek into recently my life. But my 2-year-old was loving it. He was in the creek as much as he possibly could be.
That is awesome. I know I saw pictures of him catching fish and all of that. So that was really cool.
Yes. Yeah. Fishing tournament. And he did not care. He was all over catching the fish. He was not afraid of it at all.
Well, I haven't gone camping in a while, but I do like the outdoors and seeing nature. And then as long as I can get some AC and do more of the glamping, then that's my kind of style.
You know, that's more my style too. That's what I would prefer, that glamping. I like it.
Camping in Vermont.
All right.
Floorless tent in the wintertime. That's my
thank you so. Wait, Joe, I didn't hear half of what you said. I'm so sorry.
I said I was camping in Vermont in a floorless tent in the wintertime, and that's my idea of camping, is what I said.
That sounds horrible, Joe. Not fun at all. For those of you who don't know, Joe is our audio technician, and he likes to chime in every once in a while. All right, so let's get into this episode. We are talking about our partnership with the Coast Guard.
Coming up, we've got subject matter experts, both from Nywick Atlantic and the Coast Guard, to tell us about the types of capabilities we work on together. So get comfy, turn up that volume, and let's get started.
Our guests know all about the historical partnership and systems capabilities between Nywick Atlantic and the Coast Guard.
They speak with us about this partnership and how it's grown and the importance of collaborative work between Nywick Atlantic engineers and Coast Guard members within technology. Let's take a listen.
Right off the bat, I'd love to have each of you please introduce yourself and tell us what you do with Nywick Atlantic or the Coast Guard.
Yes, my name is Martina Jackson. I am the division head here at Nywick Atlantic under the Fleet, C4I, and Readiness Department. My division includes the U.S. Coast Guard IPTs.
So hello, my name is John White, and I'm the Coast Guard IPT lead, serving as approximately 33-year history here with Nywick and supporting the Coast Guard for about 30 years out of that 33-year civilian service career.
All right, hello. My name is Chris Nichols. I'm a civilian employee with the U.S. Coast Guard. My role is the acquisition program manager for the Coast Guard's National Security Cutter fleet. You know, our National Security Cutter, abbreviated the NSC, is our most complex, highly capable Coast Guard cutter. A lot of Navy-type equipment on the ship. We have 10 of them in service. They're about 418 feet long. So it's our largest, most complex cutter. And I deal a lot with Nywick Atlantic on outfitting those cutters with equipment. So yeah, I'm happy, looking forward to discussing the great history we've had on that.
And that's exactly what we're going to do. You're all here to kind of talk about this partnership that we've got between Nywick Atlantic and the Coast Guard. So can you guys just kind of tell us, what is the main purpose for this partnership and how did it come about?
So I can kind of start off there. So as I mentioned a second ago, I've got a kind of a 30-year career history supporting Coast Guard. That partnership has certainly significantly and exponentially grown due to capability needs in the Coast Guard. And now the National Security Cutter that Mr. Nichols here represents the program office for, that was a surge of Navy-type systems that has gone on board that platform. And so that has continued to pull together that partnership. And today, the Coast Guard is sailing even more with Navy. And so, we've definitely saw a significant growth of that partnership over the last 10 to 15 years.
We've been partners for a very long time. That's awesome.
Yes.
Can you tell us what types of capabilities that we work on together, and how does that collaboration help the warfighter?
I can speak to that one. I think, you know, the capabilities that we get onto the ship, primarily working through our partnership with NIWC and then over with the PEO C4I groups out in San Diego, you know, really makes the National Security Cutter a seamless, integrated participant. Whether it's communication gear, then of course you have you know, intel type of capabilities as well. That generally Coast Guard cutters in the past have never really been that, have had that high a pedigree of C5I capability.
From what I understand, and you guys jump in, correct me if I'm wrong here, NIWC Atlantic scientists and engineers are creating what we call systems. So like it could be software, it could be just different types of capabilities that are getting installed on ships that the Coast Guard uses. And it's helping with various things such as communication and stuff. So we're, in a sense, we're helping bridge the gap between Coast Guard and Navy and all of that through the technology that we're creating. And please elaborate on that, because that's a very simple way to try and explain what we're doing.
I would definitely say, you know, it's that plus more. So, you know, one of the things that Mr. Nichols was mentioning and John was mentioning earlier, it falls a lot under the IPT's acquisition services team with our support with the NSCs and supporting those systems and, you know, getting the design right and making sure they're interoperable with our Navy brethren there. The Coast Guard IPT is also supporting some other cutters such as the PSCs, which are the polar security cutters, the OPCs, which are the offshore patrol cutters, and also the FRCs, which are the fast response cutters. Some other things that that IPT is also leading as well goes under sustainment services, whether it's fleet support or under the IT services efforts, whether it's cloud integration, cyber support, some things that they have been leading the forefront for from a 5G perspective as well, that has had a lot of highlight in the past couple of years there, that the Coast Guard IPT has been leading the way and leading the Navy in some aspects there.
For us here at NIWC, as Martina was saying, we also support Coast Guard type, Coast Guard owned systems, which are really more to support the Coast Guard's organic missions and capability requirements, as well as the Navy type systems that are on board Coast Guard ships that support more of that interoperability that is kind of required these days. And that's really is being escalated or changed to from an interoperability viewpoint to even an interchangeability where, you know, you've got the similar systems or even the exact same systems, exact same software and so forth that are shared between the platforms, Navy and Coast Guard. So that even down to the Navy and Coast Guard sailors can actually, be familiar if they, you know, cross from one ship to another. So it's really kind of two different areas there, kind of those direct Coast Guard missions capability needs, and then also those capability needs to support that joint interoperable, you know, Navy and Coast Guard partnership.
Speaking of that interoperability, are there ways for feedback elements where engineers and scientists are able to learn from the warfighter? And if so, can you explain the effect that it has on that development?
Yep. So this is Chris Nichols again from the Coast Guard. I can answer that because I think that there's this relationship also brings in a unique customer base, obviously, with Coast Guard cutters and our sailors. So on the National Security Cutter, you can there has been instances where we said, well, okay, when we tried this, we found these things, and those were directly fed back to the engineers that then said, oh yeah, oh well, we never actually paid much attention to that part of the system. So there we kind of, our Coast Guard user base now helped flesh something out, and I, you know, ultimately could go back and help all warfighters, you know, whether us as one actually out there sailing or your teams doing the engineering. And then John even mentioned on the sustainment side, it's all contributing to some concept called the national fleet. So they're definitely really pushing the envelope and helping with what we need done as a country.
So having our systems on these cutters is not only in this feedback loop, makes it so the engineers are able to think differently, maybe how a warfighter would, because that's, it's a very different mindset to have. So feedback collaboration is so important, we found even on other projects, and it's leading into the mission that these cutters have. So our engineers are creating these systems that are helping the warfighter, that are furthering the mission. And that's always wonderful to see.
We'd like to thank you all for joining us on the podcast. We really appreciate your time.
It's always important to collaborate, Alex. I think they made that very clear, whether it's through feedback or discussing the importance of what systems to put where within the Coast Guard. It's great to see how we collaborate and the history of it. We've been doing this for decades.
And the fact that the Coast Guard and NIWC Atlantic have a large presence here in Charleston makes it even easier to collaborate.
Yes, it does. Next, we have our military moment with Petty Officer First Class Sarah Redsicker. She tells us about her role in cyber defense with NIWC Atlantic. And stick around for the end of her interview, where she describes what it was like to re-enlist during a flight with the Blue Angels.
Welcome to the podcast for our military moment. First off, can we have you introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Intelligence Specialist, Petty Officer First Class Sarah Redsicker.
Welcome. Welcome. First of all, please tell us what you do with NIWC Atlantic.
Yeah, so currently I hold kind of a dual-hatted position. I am the government oversight lead for the cyber threat intelligence team within the cybersecurity service provider, or the CSSP. And then I'm also on the COMET team, which is the CSSP operations management evaluation and training team.
With the work that you do, how is that important to the mission of providing information warfare solutions?
So the COMET team's mission is really to identify opportunities within the CSSP for things like process improvement and defining new methodology. And we also kind of serve as an advocate for the operational needs of our watch floor. So the analysts that sit on the watch floor are the ones actually doing the monitoring, and they are like actively doing the defensive cyber operations for our subscriber networks. So we kind of help support the warfighter as far as, you know, providing that government oversight to them. We help with decision making and prioritization throughout cyber monitoring and incident response actions.
So it sounds like you're kind of that second line of, like, the defenders are tracking everything, they're seeing what's going on, and you're analyzing multiple situations to make a decision?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're part of the, like, kind of like the management level of that. So we ensure the operationality of the ops floor. We oversee, we initiate a lot of special projects, and we also guide a lot of operations requirements as far as, like, process improvement goes. So we kind of oversee a lot of the cyber monitoring and our incident response mission execution across all of the CSSP operations teams. So that does include the CTI team as well.
Oh, wow. And so it sounds like you also have your hands in a lot of behind the scenes stuff to make sure everything kind of flows as it should.
Yep. So another goal of the COMET team is we kind of aid the CSSP director, so that's Cecilia Dallier, in overseeing, like, the operations mission execution. Kind of like how I mentioned. So we do a lot of tracking with, like, monitoring resources needed, making sure that everyone has what they need to sort of perform their duties.
Sounds like a lot. So thanks for what you do.
How long have you been in the Navy, and why did you join?
So as of June, it will be 7 years since I enlisted into the Naval Reserves. And I joined because I knew I didn't want to go to college originally. I knew I wanted to have more of a hands-on job, I joined because I not only wanted to make a difference for myself and my life, but I also wanted to kind of make a difference in the community as well, because I did join as a reservist. So I wanted to let kind of my hometown community know that, like, you can do more. You know, you don't have to join to be full active, but you can make a difference by being a reservist and putting in your part during those drill weekends or those 2 weeks a year sort of thing. And little did I know that I was going to fall in love with active duty and continuously go on active duty. So.
And what has been the most rewarding part for you about being in the military?
Honestly, there's a lot of self-fulfillment I feel with being in the Navy. I mean, obviously, it was hard at first joining, and, you know, you're at the bottom of the food chain as far as rank goes. But then as you grow and you develop those skills and those mindsets to kind of help you become the leader that you're meant to be. So I know that sounds totally cheesy, but as soon as I put on E6 at being a first class, it was like my entire mentality sort of changed. So I think for the better part of this last year, I've definitely felt a lot more like personal level fulfillment and just kind of stepping up to be the leader that I knew I always wanted when I joined, because I've had my fair share of difficult experiences. So I think just being able to provide that sort of insight and be that cushion for lower enlisted to deal with problems that I've had to deal with. So I don't think they should go through it as well.
There's a giving back aspect there that you seem to really like.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it's like to be a part of the Blue Angels?
So that was just an experience in of its own. I was blown away, and I kind of joked that, you know, oh, maybe if I put on E6, you know, maybe I'll think about reenlisting. So while I was talking to Lieutenant Commander Dan Caprell about my reenlistment, I was like, you know, we got to do something really cool. Honestly, I remember word for word, I told him that I would give my left arm to be able to do it with the Blue Angels. And I think he kind of took that and ran with it. I mean, when that day came, being able to have my father with me, being able to have my partner, my son, and my best friend with me, it was quite literally such a surreal experience. And I could relive that day for the rest of my life and be so happy. It was just honestly such an amazing experience.
Oh, very cool.
That's quite an amazing experience, and so glad that you had that opportunity. Thank you so much for your service to our country, and thank you for being on the podcast with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
She was so nice, Alex. It was great speaking with her.
And she was so caring, too. I enjoyed how she shared about giving back to the community and the sailors.
Definitely. As we come to a close, please remember to learn about anything that we've mentioned in the podcast, check out our social medias under NAVWAR or our NIWC Atlantic websites. Links are in the description.
And this wraps up another great episode. Thank you for listening. If you have a tip or story that you think should be included in this podcast, please contact us at our public affairs email address, which is listed in the description.
Naval Information Warfare Center Atlantic, also known as NIWC, is the East Coast branch of the Naval Information Warfare Systems Command within the Department of the Navy. We develop a range of technologies that provide state-of-the-art capabilities to the United States military.